Welcome to Money Making Sense, the show that talks about all things money. Today, we're talking about getting an inheritance, which always sounds great. But before that can happen, you have to have a discussion, or at least you should. Joining me today is Lena Haas. She leads the Wealth Management Advice and Solutions team at Edward Jones. So welcome to the show, Lena.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Does it sound kind of greedy if I just walk up to my parents and go, hey, what you leaving me and how much is it going to be?
Well, I don't think it sounds greedy. I think it actually sounds like a foundation for a strengthened family relationship to have that very open discussion. It's just that maybe that's not how I would advise to phrase it.
Okay, we can be a little more tactful. But why is it so important to have that discussion?
That's a great question. And let me just introduce a little bit of dimensions to that. We saw that between now and 2045, almost $85 trillion in assets are going to change hands from baby boomers and silent generation to the younger generations. And we saw that about half of Americans anticipate having some sort of inheritance, receiving some sort of inheritance in the next 10 years. That is absolutely, absolutely massive. And yet, we also saw that the conversations between family members as to how to think about that transfer of assets and planning are just not happening. I think it's really fundamental to have that conversation because there are a lot of complexities, there are many misunderstandings that could happen. And having a conversation means you understand the reason of why giver chose what they chose. You know their why, and you can now receive the inheritance with the love and care that it's meant.
Okay.
Versus if you don't, there could be real confusion and opportunities for broken relationships.
And you're talking especially among parents giving money to the children, and the parents die, and if you have multiple siblings, you're talking about that's where misunderstandings can come about. Is that correct?
That's certainly a very good example of that. But we see that nowadays there are multiple ways in which people give. The traditional giving, like you just described, giving while living. So longevity is improving. So lots of older adults choose to spend and have experiences or contribute to education or purchases while they're alive for family members and those they love. Or maybe skipping generations, going directly to grandkids and ensuring that they have a strong financial foundation. There are lots of different scenarios, and that is exactly why it's so important to have the conversation. And that conversation shouldn't be just limited to money. It's oftentimes about what are our values? What about charitable giving? What about taking forward the family business that we have established? Really, really important things to align on.
I'm going to give a couple of examples in my own life that I'm experiencing right now. Just a couple of months ago, my mother passed away and she remarried long ago. And so my stepfather got any monies that she had left over. And he has been talking to me a bit, not totally in depth, but a bit about what monies he does have. He's trying to be careful with it just so that he has enough as he goes through the rest of his life. But he said anything that's left over, you know, it's yours. And we're in the process of getting some paperwork filed so that I am the beneficiary and I know where everything is. But on the flip side, my father just passed away as well. And he and his wife have never talked about it. I have no idea if they have any money or what's going to happen to the house. I have no idea what is going on that end. And my stepmother, they never even discussed a funeral. So when I talked to her the other day, I'm like, well, you know, what's going on there? She's like, well, I never planned for him to die. I'm like, well, this is really good planning here. So it's things like this that is really hard on whoever's left behind.
Well, and I hear so many stories like yours, and here's the thing. The event itself is already really tough and stressful and emotional. And then if you don't know and you don't have the conversation, that's just adding on top of it. That is why we found that, having a conversation, having a plan can make a huge difference in terms of not leaving that legacy of stress to people left behind. And we found that oftentimes, in order to facilitate that conversation, it's really helpful to take the emotion out and engage a financial professional right away who could have kind of this impartial, objective coaching and moderation in a neutral setting.
So, are you talking about a financial advisor, a CPA, a trusted friend? What type of third party person would you advise is the best one to bring in?
Yeah, we certainly found that financial advisors are very well suited for this conversation because they already have deep relationships with clients and already do comprehensive planning. But everybody's situations differ. So financial advisors act as here is the agenda with the checklist, here's who else we can bring into this conversation. And so they bring in a CPA, to your example, or an attorney, other financial professionals as needed. They provide that sort of organization that takes the hustle and stress of figuring that out away from the family.
And when do you think these conversations should begin?
Yesterday. So here's the thing, this conversation is never urgent until it is, right? And so not delaying it is so crucial. And I would just also add, it's not a one and done conversation. Life happens, children, marriages, situations. Very important to have that conversation and then make it part of regular planning and discussions, maybe every few years.
Okay. What other advice can you give to both parties, whether you're a parent and a child, or maybe it's husband and wife, and one is, we know, is terminal, or one's much older and they expect to die first from the spouse? What other advice do you give for starting the talk and how to facilitate it?
Yes, so what I would say is that do it in a way that shows that you're open to listening, open to playing out different scenarios. Do not unexpectedly confront family members during Thanksgiving dinner to start that conversation, right? Just share your intent, your purpose behind the talk and behind the decisions that you're making. And discuss it with the family, and again, with the guidance of a financial professional who can both moderate and he'll give you the peace of mind that you are actually covering all of the key topics you need to cover and the logistics is taken care of.
What if I don't know where to start? I mean, if somebody listens to this podcast and they go, oh yeah, I should have this talk with whomever it is. Great. Now what do I do?
Well, honestly, I'd offer you to go to edwardjones.com/estate planning. First of all, you have more information on our findings there, as well as actionable next steps and opportunities to engage the right financial advisor.
Okay, can you repeat that website again one more time?
edwardjones.com/estate planning.
If we don't have an account with Edward Jones or we already have a different financial advisor, I'm sure they have similar items available that we can use.
Right, and the information that I shared with you was just additional education. It's available free for all in front of the login.
Great, we love free. Thank you so much, Lena Hawes. You are the lead of Wealth Management Advice and Solutions at Edward Jones.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. You can email me with any questions or topics you want to hear about at hkelly@ksl.com. That's hkelly@ksl.com. And because this is Money Making Sense, you can subscribe for free on Spotify, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, and you'll never miss another episode.
Thanks for being a Money Making Sense listener. Follow your common sense on the social media, Money Making Sense, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.